A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, it's Tiff Stevenson here with a classic bugle from 2013, which tried to make sense of the ecstasy and the agony of the death of Maggie Thatcher. It's episode 230, The Baroness Bows Out.
Top story this week. You die if you want to. The lady is not for dying. Oh, hold on. Scratch that. I think I'll give it a go. It's Maggie Thatcher, Death Catcher. Well, what an emotional week it has been for Britain, Andy. The 87-year-old former Prime Minister and political juggernaut Margaret Thatcher has died. And it may be very hard for people around the world to understand the kind of strange emotional rollercoaster that Britain has been on over the last 7 days, as many people are forced to navigate some complicated feelings regarding how to justify feeling slightly less than sorrowful over the death of a frail, vulnerable old lady. It's been halfway between a celebration and a memorial this week. It's essentially been a celebrorial. And if you saw some of the scenes on TV of impromptu street parties over the death of Margaret Thatcher, you might understandably think people in Britain are a bunch of heartless c***s. And to some extent, you'd be right. Seeing 18-year-olds dancing around after the death of a woman whose time in power they never directly experienced, albeit the aftershocks of which they undoubtedly felt, is not an entirely heartwarming experience, and it's only going to get more complicated from here. The official full ceremonial funeral is going to take place on Wednesday in London at ironically high cost to the taxpayer, a final hypocrisy haiku in a controversial career. Now, apparently, Andy, correct me if I'm wrong, it's not officially a state funeral, although it's going to be f***ing difficult to tell the difference, because there's apparently not going to be a military flyover, but there's going to be pretty much everything else. Is that right?
Yeah, that's basically it. It is a state funeral in all apart from name, including specifically, as you say, in price tag. And it's been, I think it's fair to say, more than a little bit controversial, because she was a woman who didn't just split opinion, but slathered it with ice cream and popped a glacé cherry on top. And also, interestingly, within minutes, John, of her death being announced, there was a great debate on how it should be commemorated, not just in society in Britain as a whole, but also amongst buglers, particularly through the Bugle Twitter feed, with a lot of people asking whether or not she would get, or demanding that she should get, a f***ing eulogy. And, you know, it's that's a tough philosophical question to address, John, because, as you know, you set the bar pretty high for f*** eulogies, and we try to maintain that in this franchise. We don't just hand them out to anyone. You've got to really earn them. And you might say set alongside Bin Laden, Gaddafi and Kim Jong-il. There's no way a woman even as divisive as Thatcher deserves a f*** eulogy. But you would also say set alongside Churchill, the Duke of Wellington and Isaac Newton. She's sure as f*** doesn't deserve a state funeral, which is, as you say, essentially what she's got, funded by the taxpayers, a large percentage of whom would only be happy to contribute if their money was being used to pay for a giant 50-metre-high middle finger made of coal to be paraded 10 yards behind her coffin. Also, Parliament was recalled to pay tribute to her a few days earlier than it would otherwise, have done, will that have made many difference? Was she going to get any more or less dead in those intervening days? Perhaps she was. Apparently, Tory Central Office was reportedly disappointed and surprised that as of 3 days after her death, there had still been no resurrection. They issued a statement saying, we assume it's just been some kind of administrative hold-up. According to precedent, it should have happened by now. It's probably to do with paperwork. Thank you, Brussels. So, a very good suggestion was sent in by a bugler called Don from New York, who suggested that while she maybe doesn't warrant a full state eulogy, she is definitely worthy of a ceremonial eulogy. No one knows exactly what the difference is, says Don, but it looks like you're taking the controversial nature of the relevant corpse into account in arriving at a middle position. Very statesmanlike.
That is a very good way to straddle that problem, Andy.
Yeah, so I don't know what your view on this, John, as the man who created the term, the institution that is the eulogy.
Yeah, well, it's important to withhold it, Andy.
Right.
And, you know, is dismantling society over a decade enough? I'm afraid the bar is higher than that at the moment. Who knows? Someday it may be watered down, but I think it's cerebrorial time, Andy. It's not full eulogy. There is going to be blowout media coverage on Wednesday, regardless of this not-quite-state with an uppercase S funeral. And maybe this has actually come at a good time for Britain, Andy. Last year we had the royal wedding, we had the Olympics. We've been looking for another reason to put on a show for the world, and I guess this will have to do for now. The problem is going to be how to produce the spectacle necessary when everyone's feelings regarding the person in question are so complicated. British people are notoriously not particularly well in touch with their emotions. So how are we going to fake our way through a funeral, Andy? Maybe we need to get in some of those professional mourners or some of those terrified-looking crying people who were lining the streets at Kim Jong-il's funeral. That's when you will know officially, as a member of the world, if the British people have decided we're not up to publicly grieving, Andy, because we won't have enough tears in the tank. If all the shots, you will know, if all the shots of the procession in London on Wednesday feature hordes of frightened North Koreans, that's how you'll know that we've basically given up and gone to Plan B. The scale of the funeral will reportedly be along the same lines as those for Princess Diana and the Queen Mother, and the public cost, as we're mentioning, has raised some eyebrows, as it doesn't seem to sit well for someone who in her lifetime was so against public spending of any kind that she set about privatising the living shit out of everything. Surely it would be far more appropriate, Andy, to find a way to have the private sector take care of this, have sponsorship up the side of her coffin like a race car, and have product placement join the eulogy. Yes, it would be slightly inhuman, but what more appropriate way could there possibly be to bid farewell to one of the most calculating politicians in recent memory? And also, Andy, that would open up the potential for us to pay for a much more spectacular ceremony than the one we're currently able to, which might satisfy both sides. It would mean we could have a giant inflatable Belgrano, the Argentine ship that was shot in the back during the Falklands. We could then have her coffin in the shape of a pointy torpedo and carry it into the back of the inflatable ship, puncturing it and deflating it as a hologram Ronald Reagan cheers and then bursts into tears and attempts to throw himself into Thatcher's grave before her. Again, yes, it would be tasteless, but isn't that what she would have wanted?
She was, as you say, an incredibly divisive figure in this country. She polarised this nation like a celebrity chef smearing a grizzly bear in cream cheese and buying it a one-way ticket to the North Pole. And she was a sort of a political Medusa, that if you looked into her policies, it would simply turn you to stone. She was a dominatrix in a parliament of submissives. And if you want to know the relationship between Thatcher and her party, any time you see footage of her talking in parliament, imagine all the grey men sitting behind her wearing gimp masks. And I think that will show you exactly what Britain was like in the 1980s.
Andy, I guess this bugle's going to probably be about half an hour, but really you only need to listen to that sentence to perfectly evoke what Britain is going through this week. To indicate some of the complications that are ahead of us, the Premier League did not ask clubs to observe a minute's silence at any football games this weekend, which upset a number of people, especially Thatcher's former sports minister Richard Tracy, who said, frankly, I think it's rather cheap that they decided not to show any sort of respect for her, because to be honest, she really did deliver what football is today. And exactly, Andy. He's not wrong about that. She really did deliver what football is today, an unregulated commercial nightmare. Plus, Let's not forget her and her government's response to the Hillsborough disaster, which guaranteed that if you asked football fans to observe the life of Margaret Thatcher, you might get a minute of something, but it sure as shit wouldn't be silence. In fact, there might actually be something in that, Andy. Maybe they should have suggested a minute's noise across the country, just so you could make any primal sound that you wanted in relation to Margaret Thatcher. It might have been cathartic for the whole of Britain. Some could cry, others could cheer, many could cry at the others cheering, some could moo, but all could find a way to process their feelings.
Well, I think it could be even simpler than that. It could just have a compulsory pantomime booing, I think. Minute silence and then a minute's pantomime booing, punctuated by shouts of, "He's behind you," referring perhaps to the way she was ousted from power by being stabbed in the back by her own party, the same party that has effectively politically canonised her this week.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoy me, you may enjoy my podcast, Catharsis, where we get guests, very funny ones, to talk through their pet peeves, their old gripes, their historical beefs, and hopefully provide some catharsis.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.